Are you ready to do something about your high credit card debt? Tired of paying double-digit interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? It's time to stop the madness. Get out of debt the safe and affordable way with Credit Card Relief. With Credit Card Relief, there are no upfront fees, no monthly maintenance fees, and no settlement fees. You don't pay anything until a debt is settled, all with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's Credit Card Relief, managed by local attorneys in-state, with workout plans tailored to your debt situation. Get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving thousands in future bank fees. Call the original Credit Card Relief, where the consultation is free and the results are real.
Call 866-290-8282. Not available in all states. That's Credit Card Relief. 866-290-8282. 866-290-8282.
Blog Talk Radio.
Warning. Please be prepared to leave your comfort zone immediately. The construction belief system that surrounds you will be deconstructed. We will take you beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality. Ever beyond.
And welcome, good evening to Ever Beyond. Once again, it's Sunday night for me. It's quite dark and it's getting a bit cold. I don't know if the snow's going to come this year. Everything seems to be springing, but I don't know. I'm still waiting for that that prophecy that the local guy made that there's going to be some terrible snow in winter and everything like that. So, good evening. I know I can see Canada there. And hello, Earth Mum. Oh, some more. Ah, there's New York City. New York State. Hello, Ellen. So, tonight we're going to be talking about the Rays and careers. One of the things that has always stumped people in all my life and wanderings and other things is the question of career. Many people find themselves at a crossroads. They don't know what to do. There are, according to the esoteric teaching, certain stages and phases that we go through. And in our ascension, in our evolution, we find ourselves moving from one state to another. For instance, you may find that your chosen career when you were in your 20s and your teens tends not to be the sort of thing that you're excited about anymore by the time you're in your mid-30s. And there is a reason for that. That's because that about the age of 28, the first inklings of what we would call your soul expression start to emerge. And depending on your ray, you will be moving further into the energy of the ray of your soul and further away from the energy of the ray of your personality. So, for instance, let's say you had a second ray personality and a seventh ray soul. You may find yourself at the beginning of your life doing second ray things, for instance, healing or teaching. And you may move towards something that, as your soul moves into your body, tends to bring you up and make you more of an organizer of healers and teachers and things like that. That sort of thing. Now, that would appear to be a kind of natural career path, wouldn't it? That somebody who does things, they go on to become more of an administrator, you know, like doctors and things like that. But that particular example that I just pulled out of the air, that's a kind of very, very normal kind of thing. But for instance, you may find somebody who has a fifth ray personality, which is very grounded and concrete and things like that, and maybe has a fourth ray soul. So, you know, they'll start off in life, they'll be repairing televisions and doing stuff like that, and in their mid-30s, they might just throw away all the TVs grab a valve amp and an electric guitar and go out on the road and become a touring musician. It just depends on the raise, really. So depending on the ray of your soul and the ray of your personality will generally give you an inkling as the kind of leanings towards your career, or let's say the work that you do to earn a living, takes to path along. For instance, let's just go through the rays and talk about the different kind of directions of these seven energies. So the first rays is about will and power and oneness and leadership and it's often quite rare. So for people with first rays, they tend to be natural leaders. They tend to be first in everything, you know. So you'd recognize somebody with a first ray, for instance, you know, even if they were like say a sixth ray soul and a first ray personality, they would, you know, be completely daft over dogs and cats and animals and fluffy things in general. But with a first ray personality, they'd want to be out there first. So they would manifest as somebody who was a dog show champion, for instance, or an animal show champion, and would be able to synthesize all the different aspects of what it would take to become a champion or to breed a champion, and would understand it and would follow through that plan. That's what we're talking about with the first ray. It's very, very intent. It's very, very willful. Combined with a sixth ray, it can be incredibly harmful as well, because it's like somebody with a sword. Swords have two edges. So anyway, so there's a quick first ray thing. So for instance, if you had a first ray personality, and say a third ray soul, then third ray tends to be oriented towards money and business and transport and things like that. So they would be the CEO of a communications company, for instance. That would be, you know, my first guess, 3-1. You know, a first ray person would tend to rise to the top of whatever they were doing. If they were a burglar or if they were a politician, they would always rise to the top. And so you find people in politics, certainly. People with present kind of level of energies. Those are first rays. People like Bill Clinton, you know, for what people say about him, he certainly has a first ray personality, and everybody knows it. The energy, for instance, of a fourth ray soul and a first ray personality would make you a top level musician. So, for instance, somebody like Michael Jackson might have a fourth ray soul and a first ray personality. You know, the fourth ray of harmony in the soul and the first ray of getting to the top no matter what. That tends to, the first ray also tends to occur within royal families and things like that, people who are born to lead and stuff like that. You'd also get like a first ray soul. For instance, Prince Charles has a first ray soul and a secondary personality. That's that very soft kind of energy. He's not very much like a king at all. That's because he's got this secondary personality. He's very soft and floppy, but, you know, he thinks he's king. He knows he's king. In his heart, he knows he's king. And he'll probably be king for about 10 minutes before the world goes to crap. Anyway. So let's have a look now at the soul ray of the second ray. If you have a second ray soul, you will tend to be, whatever you do, it will be about understanding and compassion. So you may end up being a healer or a teacher or a student, you know, somebody who does deep research, you know, to gain a great understanding. One of the images that we're given of the second ray is like a blue sphere that just expands and expands and expands and absorbs everything lovingly. It's the ray of love wisdom. It's the way of becoming everything, to become, you know, second-rate people tend to become one, you know, with everything, with blades of grass and trees and flowers and rabbits. And so when you find somebody who's, like, exceedingly nice, you might find that they will have a second ray in there somewhere. But that doesn't mean that people with second ray soul are exceedingly nice or appear to be exceedingly nice. You can have have a personality, a rather grumpy personality behind all that, particularly if there's a fifth ray energy in there or a seventh ray. It can be very, quite perfectionist, let's say. So those of us who have a second ray soul have a tendency to become in our later years. So basically what happens is after the age of 35, whatever your soul ray is, it's going to start pushing in. It's going to start infusing its way into your life. By the time you're 40, either you have had a really, really difficult time resisting it, in which case you might find that there'll be a lot of karma that keeps, there's lots of stuff that, why does this stuff keep happening to me? And it's basically your soul slapping you around the head saying, come on, wake up, we're supposed to be doing something. And so people who tend to be stuck in their personalities at that early age will encounter a lot of difficulty in their life and probably make life difficult for those around them, because they'll be fighting tooth and claw all of the energies of evolution. So the second ray soul tends to orient, as I said, towards the healing art. So for instance, somebody with a second ray soul and a first ray personality, instead of becoming president of the United States, could in fact become a top of the line surgeon, would be the first thing that comes to mind. That kind of very willful and use of the blade is a very first ray thing as well. You know, people who are into swords and long, thin things in general tends to be, you know, that figure one is very much about the one and the thin edge of the very sharp sword. It has the ability, the first ray has the ability to detach more than any other ray. If somebody were to betray a first ray person, they'd be dropped like that. It would be immediate. There would be no compunction, and they would no longer think about that person. That's the kind of sword we're talking about. You know, even that person may be the person's partner for life. As soon as they betrayed them, they would realize that would be, you know, you have to cut the rope when somebody's falling. So they would cut that rope very, very quickly. That would be a first ray personality with a second ray soul. People falling off mountains and things, images coming. And then you would have you don't tend to have the same personality as the soul. So it would be a very, very rare person at all to have second ray soul and second ray personality. They probably wouldn't be able to survive very much on the planet. They'd be so absorbent of energy. They would heal everything that they came into contact with, no matter how toxic it was. And that's one of the reasons that you get these little babies who are allergic to everything. They're just so loving and so absorbent that they absorb everybody's energies and are poisoned by it. We don't realize how toxic it is down here and how we are actually amazing that we are able to survive on this planet. So let's move through. The third ray with the second ray soul, the third ray personality with the second ray soul, you'd be somebody who would be teaching or healing and communicating or traveling. So they would be a traveling medic. They would be somebody who was dealing with communications. They could be a computer person. they would tend to be more in terms of computing, they would tend to be more of the people interface, like helping people, you know, helplines and things like that, rather than being an out-and-out programmer. That's more the sort of obsessive fifth-ray kind of energy there. And then also there's second-ray soul, third-ray personality, the ideal radio host. And I know quite a few radio hosts, and probably so do we all here, who have this 2-3 energy. And then moving on, we have the 2-4 energy. Now, 2-4 is... can be very, what's the word? I'm trying to, mutable, ability to change, like a chameleon, ability to tune in. So often you have actors or comedians or musicians who tend to have this kind of 2-4 energy. They do end up, they may be artists. They're often regarded as sort of classically handsome or beautiful. Even if they're not, they have a certain beauty around them. The first person that comes to mind when I talk about this is Rowan Atkinson, is a classic 2-4. His ability to merge into one other person, you know, any kind of person, is very connected with the heart. He doesn't do it in a really mean way. It's always done in a very loving way, and yet he manages to make us all laugh. Exactly, Mr. Bean. And so that's one example of 2-4 energy. But another example of 2-4 energy is like the you know, Mother Mary kind of figure, the loving mother who is beautiful in her own resplendent glory. The 2-5 is quite an interesting energy because they almost seem to be quite opposite. You know, the fifth is very, very down to earth, grounded. Nothing gets past them. They know everything and they're proud of their knowledge. And yet, with a second-ray soul, it gives them this incredibly slightly zany and slightly comical attitude towards life, and so they can often can make great comedians, again, it's all the observation that they make, and they're playing with the literalness of life, because as you evolve through the literal fifth ray into a more abstract fifth ray energy, you tend to move beyond literalness. The problem with people who are stuck in fifth ray energy is that they take things literally. You know, they don't use metaphor very well. You know, when somebody says, "Can you lend them a hand?" they would put their hand out. You know, stupid stuff like that. It's just literal mindedness. But when that's flavored with the second ray, you have an engineer with a heart of gold. You have an engineer who, when they repair your item, it comes back clean and fully repaired and better than it was before. In a way, it's been healed. They have a great ability to, it'll be the car mechanic who will restore the motor to its perfection. So it's basically moving from a very kind of concrete world to a very kind of they infuse spirituality into their concrete life. Anyway, I realize I'm banging on about the second ray quite a lot, but these are people that you may have come across in your life, because these are the angels in your life. The second ray, sixth ray, is interesting. I was watching a film tonight about the Beatles, and John Lennon exemplifies the second ray, sixth ray. He's a rebel, and he's committed, and he's committed to love. I mean, all his message, every song he wrote was a message about love. And even in his times with Yoko laying in bed, you know, what was he saying? Make love, not war. Let's, you know, don't go out and start a war. Stay in bed and have a loving time. TV. So, Charlie Chaplin, yes, interesting. I'll have to check on Charlie's raids. They're quite interesting. So we're still moving. So let's move past. So the sixth ray personality and a second ray soul. Yes, it would be somebody who would be quite rebellious or quite militant, is one way of putting it. And you could say that Lennon certainly had a militant side to him. And then last on this one is the seventh ray personality with the second ray soul. And this would be somebody who would perhaps be interested in healing, but on a in an Aquarian age manner. So they would be like a Reiki healer or a telepathic healer, or they would use machinery like a sound healer or a Vega tester, one of these things. Sorry, somebody's posted my other website. That they would be, an ozone healer, or that they would use some form of technology, some form of silicon crystal to affect the healing. So I hope I've given an idea of from the same basic soul energy of the healing energy that it reflects. It expresses through the different personalities in different ways and in different flavors, but still retaining the same basic energy behind it. I hope that makes sense to people. So the main rays that are incarnating at the moment are the second ray and the seventh ray, with a smattering of fourth ray in there. The sixth ray is coming out of incarnation, and the fifth ray just kind of ticks along, not very much. Third ray and first ray souls are also kind of moving out of incarnation at this time. So I'll just skip along to the fourth ray soul. Now, the fourth ray soul, depending on where they're at, will become either a peacemaker or a warrior. And in fact, could become a warrior turning to a peacemaker. You'll have the energy of somebody who would be seeing a battle wherever they are in their early life. So, for instance, they may have a sixth ray personality and a fourth ray soul. Again, they would have that militant angle of the strong ideological beliefs, like a Templar knight or something like that. And then they would have this fourth ray warrior soul. Now, a lot of people recognize themselves as having this kind of warrior energy, but don't know where it comes from. It may be that your soul is there. It may be on the personality level. It may be astral or mental level. But essentially, the path in that is to overcome the conflict and bring harmony. So whatever it might be, whether you're a half-breed, you're one race against another, like being half Jewish and half Catholic, or being half Muslim and half fundamentalist Christian, something where there's such opposition that needs to be brought together, and so this is what we're also hoping that those who are in the warrior realm, that they do recognize that they're in a place that of great power that could be done to good, that could be moved to good by refusing to fight against the things that are told, because they're just being it's just for money or for drugs or for weapons or stuff like that, rather than it being a true and good fight against evil. So it would be great to see the warriors turn to peacemakers, to builders, to architects. They're given such great skills when they're trained in the army that could be turned into something very, very positive. And that's what the hierarchy hope for. That's what the Buddha hopes for, is that the warrior turns peacemaker. So, just bang through the... I want to come to the seventh ray, because this is where most of the audience that are listening to tends to be on the line of. I certainly know a couple there. You know who you are. So in the seventh ray soul, we'll have people with a seventh ray soul and a first ray personality. So you'll have people who would be the first in their street to have some new gadget. They'll be the people who have a Star Trek like house as much as possible. They'll be kind of futuristic because they want to be there first and they know what's coming. And so, with a seventh ray soul and a first ray personality, you could also end up living in a temple. You know, having a house that has absolutely no ornamentation whatsoever. It's just white walls, white floor, or maybe stone floor. They love stone, 7-3 people. Oh, yes, stone of all kinds, but particularly crystals. Yes, everybody's going to jump up and down. You all love crystals, and that's why they call you the Crystal Children, because you're the 7-3 souls. And the 7-3 is completed manifestation of will and intent. It goes down the rays, you know, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In that way, the rays are linear, in that the dimensional planes. Let's say it like that. Out what we see as reality is the lower part of what is in essence an octave of reality, and as the notes get lower, the energy gets denser and more solid. So as we get down to the lower four planes, you know, so the fourth ray translates into the realm of fire. The fifth ray translates into the realm of air or mental thought. The sixth ray translates into the realm of astral or emotion, and the seventh ray comes into the etheric and physical. And that's how our bodies are arranged. We have what we call subtle bodies that are the same, but just on a different plane where everything is real. Like, for instance, when you're dreaming, you're in a different plane, you're existing on a different plane, and everything seems real, but if you're from this point of view, it's just ephemeral, it's just poof, bit of poof. Now, let's see. Oh, I've got about 1 minute. just said zany. All right. We have a caller on the line, and they put their hand up, so I'm going to bring them in. If anybody wants to continue, I've probably got about 15 more minutes. Do call us on 646-929-0353. That's 646-929-0353. And I'm going to bring you in. Area code 646.
Hi, Jeremy. It's Earth Mom in the chat room. Helena as well. Same name.
Oh. Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm well. And I've got a question. I didn't want to interrupt you because you're giving us such good information. But I was wondering, like, according to my rays, so there's a first ray with a seventh ray, I'm not sure. I was looking for my notes, but don't have the right notebook in front of me. But I've been having difficulty financially for a long time now, and you know, finding the right work or creating the right work for myself and doing it. And wondering if you might be able to speak to that psychically, you know, or any information.
Uh huh. Well, I have to tell you that I don't do things psychically. I'm at all psychic.
Oh, okay.
But I will tell you about the energy of the third ray and the seventh ray. Was it a 173 that I got you?
First ray.
Yeah, and then?
And then seventh.
And then?
I'm not sure. You might have said fourth. I don't have that notebook by me.
Right. Now, I'm sure, because I'm sure that you had, it was a first ray monad that you had. Which is this energy of basically, it's, you know, you're here, you've been put here, or you've been kept here because you're part of the plan, and you know, have you had near-death experiences or anything like that? Something really
Actually, no. No, it's never been difficult. No near death.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody. I'm just going to stay on the line, please, Helena. Give everybody a goodbye and thank you for tuning in this week. And hopefully, I'm going to try and get some more airtime. And perhaps after the show next week, we'll go on to another place. But I'll see if I can get some more airtime. I'm going to wait till I'm 50 first. Anyway, so. it's been very interesting to speak on these subjects. I'm going to try and cover as many different aspects of the rays as possible during these shows. So I'll see you all next week. Thank you very much and good night. 3, 2, 1, bye bye. Okay, Helena, hello?
Oh, hello, thank you.
So, here we have 15 more minutes. Tobias is also is on the line, and then there's all these other people who are listening there. So, let me just go through that. So, did you find out what your personality ray was?
No, I can check, look around for that notebook, but I picked up
right,
the wrong
okay,
one.
Right, okay, I'll just tune in. So, what's three? Because we were talking about a radio show, wasn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a third ray personality. Okay, so you've got 7, 3, 1, 7, 3. Okay, so what I've been talking about is the last two, so the 7 and the 3. So this will continue our conversation because here you are, you have a 7th ray energy and a 3rd ray energy. You actually have the ability to create money. I mean, in a crazy way, you could even print your own. That's your power. It may be that you need to learn some stuff. It may be that you need to understand the nature of money before you can learn about how it manifests. But as a hint, it's always in service. So, for instance, if you follow the line of your soul, and you'll be talking in terms of a group activity and communication and trading. So it may be that you have an idea about right. This is exactly according to the numbers. It's not psychic, right? So, it would be something that was involved in the group activity, something that was involved for you communications, or transportation, or anything to do with the movement of things, or the logistics of things. That's the best word. Do you know what logistics means?
Planning and getting things done and organizing it and setting up a whole situation.
Yes. Are you good at that?
Yes.
There you go. So that's where your path will lie. Okay. So when you're talking about the setting up of situations, you may find that you've had these ideas and then you thought, no, don't be stupid, you know.
I'm sorry, I may have these ideas and then what?
That you'll dismiss, that you'll think, oh, no, don't be silly.
Yes.
You ever have,
you're right. Yes.
Yeah, mad ideas.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Next time you have mad ideas, make a note of them. And when you've calmed down, when you've stopped telling yourself how stupid they are, have another look. Because those mad ideas, I've always found, whenever I've had a mad idea and I've followed it through, it was brilliant. There's a thin line. And that is where you have to walk as a spiritual being, down that thin line, because nobody's going to tell you yay or nay. It's got to be you. Nobody's going to be able to tell you what to do, because you already know what you want to do. You almost probably feel that you have to do it, but that there's something that will be blocking you, and it's usually to do with some kind of dogma that you've taken on in your life. You know, oh, girls like you don't do that kind of thing, or, you know, that sort of rubbish.
Yeah, blah, 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 yeah.
Am I making sense?
Complete sense. I get thwarted, and then I stop, and sometimes I let outside thoughts or seeming what other people are thinking get involved and stop me. But it's me, and I can be my own worst enemy, and I'm tired of it.
Yeah, well, often we are our own worst enemy when we try to interfere. The main thing is not to interfere. You know, in Star Trek, they have this thing of prime directive, which is don't interfere with anybody else's evolution.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of spiritual reality, that is. That's what karma is. When you try to interfere with somebody else's evolution, you incur the karma of doing that.
Whoa. Wow.
And you're, you know, equally slowed down in that way. So, what kind of ideas have you had, Helena?
Really fun ones. I mean, last year, a year ago this time, I did the first Green Cabaret, and it was a cabaret show, but not your typical cabaret show, because there was a live animal act, there was a comedian, there was art, there was spoken word, there was music, there was song. I sung a song, I emceed it, I put it together. And I know it's so right, and it brings people together. I had a speaker on the environment. And then a series of things happened in my life, and then also feeling financially strapped, and I'm not as creative. I get a little crazy. And it slowed me down, and not having confidence in my own talent slowed me down with singing, and or not having the money to work with a coach and with somebody so I could just feel good and get out and do a song. Different ideas about bringing people together. I have ideas about working with local people that are doing psychic spiritual groups and go sing and do drumming and stuff for them. And now I'm starting to get into the gong, and I so want a gong. And, you know, eventually I'll get one, I guess, you know, and just keep working like that and with groups and keeping this energy alive and moving. But I seem to get thwarted with lack of funds.
Yeah, well, one of the things about third ray personality is it tends to get a bit scattered.
Yep, okay,
and,
I'll tell you that.
And involved in many, 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 multitask, all at the same time, everything really fast. Oh, God, can't be a...
I kind of have fun when everything's going on.
Yeah. So the ability to take a break and mm-hmm. just take stock of everything. Look at what it is that is building in your life, and look at everything else that doesn't build. And that's where your choices are. You know, mm-hmm. is it building? Is this activity that I'm doing? Is this building me up, or am I just, you know, spending time? You know, are you spending out your life, your space and time? Are you giving your time away too quickly, too easily? Mm. In fact, do you do lots of favors for people?
I have more in the past. I've stopped. I've done a lot of work for free. I've done a lot of environmental work for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it may be possible. Do you know what lets are? Have we spoken about this?
A letter? Mm-hmm. No.
Lets, local exchange trading system.
Oh, no.
Just Google LETS, lets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have a look at it and see if you're inspired by it. It's a way of getting around the money problem. It really is.
Well, I do barter a lot. I mean, it's like I'm, you know, let's make a deal.
Well, this is where I'm going with that. So if you're into bartering already, then you're halfway through. It may be that you're somebody who's going to organize a let system. Because certainly my best friend who has organized the local let system around here, he is a 7-3. Mm-hmm. In fact, he's a 1-7-3.
Oh, there you go.
He based it all on the Native American circle, the Rainbow Circle.
Mm-hmm.
He plays the drum. He plays a big bass drum.
Mm-hmm.
He also used to be involved in classified ads in newspapers,
mm-hmm.
things like that. He's kind of like that. Likes lots of little details and things and collections of things. So that's quite an interesting look at the 7-3 energy. Is that any use to you?
It is. It is. I particularly like the point where you said I could create money, and I, if you have any other words on that.
All right. Yeah. Here's the thing. Look up also the laws of manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
There is a book by David Spangler.
I may have had that once, or I may have been looking for that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be one of the best.
Yeah, he's a guy. He lives near where I live in Findhorn here.
Oh wow!
The other thing is the big film, The Secret.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I think I have a copy somewhere.
There's also a piece of The Secret that was cut out. So look out for why did they cut this from The Secret or something like that on YouTube.
Okay.
Because that actually contains the nugget.
Oh, great.
That's got the nugget. But basically, your energy of manifestation is about manifesting things for your soul journey. So if it serves your soul, it'll manifest for you. If it doesn't serve your soul, it won't manifest.
Well, the past several years have made me look at everything way differently. I didn't ever think I was really materialistic, but compared to the way I am now, I guess I was. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll be much more appreciative, much more grateful, more kind.
Well, I mean, this is the thing, you know, a lot of people who have had spiritual awakenings have had a very traumatic time of it. Part of your trauma is to be poor for a while, just so that you really, really appreciate the value of money when you get it, and you never waste another penny.
Yeah, I think I'm getting it.
Because, you know, what they say, you know, nobody got rich by spending money.
Yeah.
It's one we all have to learn, I think. Right, now, we've only got a few more minutes. I want to bring in the girl and the boy here.
Please do. Thank you for your time.
And Shauna. You're very welcome, Anna. Shauna. All right, sorry, there you go. Shauna, hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Shauna. We've only got 3 minutes, but I just thought I'd bring you in. And Tobias, how you doing, mate?
Hi, good, Jeremy. How are you?
Very good. Good to hear your voice. So there you go. So we have three soul sisters, three soul family. You're all 7-3 souls.
Hi.
Are you all 7-3? Shauna, are you 7-4?
I'm 2-7-2.
2-7-2, that's right. Okay. So, and Tobias, you're 2-7-5, weren't you?
5. Yeah.
Yeah.
2-7-5.
So there you go. So you've got the same soul ray, but different expressions of that same soul.
Yeah.
So there you go. I don't know if you can feel each other's energy by this connection, but I've spoken to Tobias and and L for quite a long time. Sorry, I can't remember.
It's okay.
You've got so many names, Shauna.
I know. It goes on with it, right?
Yeah, she's known in the world as L, but known to us at this morning. So there you go. So how was everything up your end, Shauna?
I'm sorry, say again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just asking you how things are in New York State.
Everything's very good. We're thawing out here. It's getting warmer, thank goodness. There is a sign of spring.
Oh, that's lovely. You've had a lovely winter. Good, proper winter.
I'm over it. It's been dreadful.
Yeah.
You're over in Western Canada, aren't you, Tomas?
Yeah, I'm in Manitoba. It's actually, in the center of Canada. I'm so over it, too. I can't wait till this snow starts thawing and melting away.
Mine's melting, thank goodness. It was up to my knees.